Yeah, hi there. These comments are for Irina. This is Michael, the founder, owner, and the materials writer for the 7-Step System to pass the TOEFL IBT. And I want to welcome you to my online TOEFL course. You're one of my newest students. And let's take a look at your specific situation. So you say, I passed the TOEFL in August and I got 87. Though I need 100 for admission to law school, and I'm really bad on reading. I don't manage to answer all the questions, and the reading passages are really hard for me. Can you please suggest me what should I do in order to practice my reading? I really need help, as I may have to retake the exam in 2 weeks. Good question. And now that you're one of my students, I can give you 5 suggestions. Number one. First thing you want to do is make sure you're reading on a regular basis, approximately about 45 minutes each day. You can read magazines, newspapers, and even longer books. This is very important because it gets you used to thinking in English. Number two, vocabulary. That's my section one. You definitely want to study and learn the 1,700 TOEFL words at my website. The more familiar you become with those words, the easier it will be for you to read in English. Number three, you want to make sure that you increase your reading speed to about 300 words a minute. And in the reading section of my online course, you will do exactly that. I have a series of 70 speed reading practice tests. Irina, you want to start work on those immediately. The main thing is each practice test is 5 words more than the original, and you want to try to get to at least 300 words a minute. The fourth thing you want to do is familiarize yourself with the TOEFL IBT reading test taking strategies. You want to make sure you can understand all the different question types and then how to find the answers for each of those questions. And then the last thing you do, once you've been reading extensively, once you have a good vocabulary and you're familiar with the IBT reading test-taking strategies and you have an adequate reading speed, it's now time to take reading practice tests. Now, if you have a TOEFL book, use that. That'll be perfect. Like the Cambridge book or the Longman book, that would be good. That helps you measure the progress to see what you've learned from my online course. And by taking those practice tests, it can kind of let you know how you're doing. Alrighty, now the good news is you definitely can improve. The bad news is reading typically takes longer than 2 weeks, so you may not get the results that you need in exactly 2 weeks, but if you follow my plan, you will definitely improve your reading and you will do much better on the reading section of the test. And again, welcome to my 7-step system. Remember, in addition to the reading area of my course, you can also practice vocabulary, pronunciation, listening, writing, and speaking. And by the way, the writing and the speaking sections of my course are by far the most popular parts of my course. So I also look forward to reading some of your integrated and independent writing practice tests, and I look forward to listening to some of your independent and integrated speaking practice tests.